More than 300 border crossers sleep for days at San Diego Airport while waiting for flights to other states. By Warner Todd Houston on November 27, 2023. More than 300 illegal border crossers, mostly single men, but also some families, have been sleeping for days at San Diego International Airport after being processed and released by U.S. immigration officials and evidently bused straight to the airport afterward, according to reports this week. Crystal Johnson, a volunteer for We Owe We Got, an activist group that caters to illegal aliens, insisted the problem is growing. "It's grown exponentially, and we're not totally sure why," Johnson told the San Diego Union-Tribune. "It's almost becoming a second migrant welcome center because there's so many people there," she added. Her colleague, Roni Elias, also noted the group has had to add hundreds of free meals to the number they are giving out to the illegals sitting for days in the airport. But to some, there is no mystery about where the migrants are all coming from. According to the New York Post, it seems evident that the U.S. Border Patrol is busing the migrants straight to the airport after they are processed and released into the country. Federal immigration authorities have released at least 40,000 illegals into the San Diego area in the last 2 months, according to the Post. Since late last year, San Diego International Airport has experienced a significant increase in the number of migrants using the airport to proceed to their next destination, airport officials said in a statement. "We have and will continue to coordinate with migrant-serving volunteer groups and nonprofit organizations as they help their clients navigate the airport," the statement added. "Some of the migrants who have arrived do have flights booked and paid for before they make their way to the facility. Many others, though, have not yet booked a flight and sometimes have to wait days for an open seat going to their destination of choice." SBCS, the nonprofit that manages the San Diego Welcome Center, has claimed that they won't bus a migrant to the airport unless the illegal can prove they have a flight booked. But the number of illegals flooding the airport causes some to discount that claim. U.S. Customs and Border Encounters recorded a 67.3% increase in migrants from last year, as the number rose from 17,875 to 29,904 this year, the Daily Mail reported. It was not reported where the migrants in San Diego are getting the money to book the flights to other states. But in 2021 it was reported that the Biden administration was handing out free airline tickets to illegals, allowing them to choose any destination in the country. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.